Ode to kneeling. In yoga, it's called Anjaneyasana, named for a cloud spirit woman who gave birth to Hanuman, god of strength and devotion, who tried to eat the sun. In 1892, Bellamy wrote the pledge for schools to ease post-Civil War fear of immigrants, only in his version, the hand was outstretched in salute. The young voices praised my flag, until 1923, when it was changed to the flag. In 1942, they noted the embarrassing echo of forced patriotism overseas brought the hand down to the heart. The heart, where we say what we know is true, where we feel our blood insisting, I'm here, I pump, I breathe. Listen to your own as you get down closer to the earth. It is said that kneeling connects us to the heavens. We kneel to worship, to propose, from the Latin propositus, to set forth. Get down on your knees. Black bodies left dying in streets or fighting men's fantasies in a field. Leonard Cohen kneeled on his final tour, dark green bowler hat over his heart as he sang, a million candles burning for the help that never came. I'm not the marrying kind, but my ex did kneel when he told me he had bed bugs and asked me to love him anyway. It is impossible to boast while kneeling. All your cells break open in reverence for something more. I've kneeled in church pews in hope of something more than the stuffy patriarchal room, in hallways and driveways, begging for my desires, for truth to not be abandoned, looking for tiny, precious things lost in indifferent tall grasses. At 48, stubborn knees make it harder to get back up, but I hereby take a tired, bony knee in allegiance to Kaepernick and all who have followed suit. The heartbeats are getting louder, the winds are strong and the fires are spreading, the waters are rising and we can no longer close our eyes or ears. Let the man babies spit and spew. All of creation is kneeling with you.